So I just got off the metro and I'm here at the campus at USC with its impressive brick buildings. I'm standing in front of a pretty large and majestic fountain with water flowing down it. And there's a tour going by.
I got into USC. I applied to be a tour guide my freshman year. But once I kind of figured out that I wanted to apply to USC, the application process was stressful.
Our first student story comes from reporter Claire Heddles, and it starts just a few blocks away from here. She's going to introduce us to a teenager who's made a name for herself as an activist. Her transformation began when she was just 9 years old, after she learned about oil drilling right across the street from her home.
Just steps away from the 8 lanes of the 110 freeway, Nayeli Kobo looks up at a red-brown building with a small dove emblazoned on each side of the double doors.
The doves signify hope, and that's something I've always like held really close to heart, and I loved living here. Yeah.
Nayeli's 18 now. She spent her childhood in this apartment building in South LA.
It was a community of immigrants, people of color, low-income community. If my mom couldn't pick me up from school, I knew that another neighbor would pick me up.
Directly across the street, there's a grassy lawn her family liked to picnic in.
We'd have like family barbecues there or like picnics there on the green spot before we knew Allenco was an oil well.
She's talking about a company called Allenco. If you look closer, beyond the trees at that picnic spot, there's a solid metal gate. Behind it, an oil drilling site that spurred Nayeli's activism, starting when she was just 9 years old.
I lived exactly 30 feet away, and I went to school just 2 blocks from here.
Nayeli's mom, Monique Uriarte, would walk her to Catholic school in the morning.
One day, suddenly Nayeli started with nosebleed and headaches. Myself experienced with headaches. My family health was decreasing for no reason.
And they weren't the only neighbors with nosebleeds and headaches. The community filed more than 230 complaints about the drill site to the local air quality agency.
Our common conversation was like, oh, how are you? Oh, I need to run to emergency room because my son has a spontaneous bleed. Oh, mine too. Our kids or ourselves are frequently getting sick. And we start like, what's wrong?
Nayeli says she spent a lot of sleepless nights laying in her mom's lap.
We just cried together because I was in so much pain, and the doctors would just say, I don't know what's wrong with you. And we didn't have another $30, $50 to $100 to spend to get that same response anymore.
And the doctor tells them, oh, you have a rash, here is a cream. Oh, you have asthma, here is an inhaler. And Nayeli and her mom were almost giving up on the health system.
That's Dr. Felix Aguilar. He was one of the first doctors to connect Nayeli's symptoms to the nearby oil drilling. He's part of Physicians for Social Responsibility. The group's LA director, Marta Dina Arguello, has been an activist here for 45 years. She taught Nayeli and other kids in the neighborhood about community organizing.
I mean, I became an activist at Nayeli's age, right? So Nayeli and I talk about that a lot, right? And you know, that there will always be this need for young folk to take up a battle because they've been impacted.
Nayeli took up this battle at her school when she was in third grade.
People did have all kinds of symptoms like stomach pains or headaches or nosebleeds even. And I remember like the teachers like saying, oh, I don't know what it is. And I had to say, I know. And I'd like educate the entire classroom about oil drilling.
Nayeli's mom, Monique, says she didn't set out to raise a young activist. She just taught her daughter she needed to be an important part of the community she belongs to.
They need to be useful to the society. You need to do something about it.
And she did. When Nayeli was 14, she and her peers sued Los Angeles for environmental racism in the way the city granted permits for oil drilling. The kids got a hold of a map of drill sites in LA. 5 were in neighborhoods of color, and only 2 were in majority white neighborhoods.
It was for our health, for our community's health, for future generations, because it's a basic human right to breathe air, and it's not okay that we're being denied that.
The city of LA adopted stricter requirements for permitting and settled the suit. For Monique, Marta, and Nayeli, this was a huge win. Later that year, Allenco suspended its drilling operations in South LA.
It was amazing. We received a letter where Alenko is shutting down. I was crying. Nayeli was crying. We were so happy.
I think that was a transformational moment for their entire lives. Every young person that was part of the lawsuit will be changed. That marks you.
We were talking about it, and one of our leaders said, this is something kids are going to read about in history books. That's why I fight. I fight so kids read about urban oil drilling in history books and think it was ridiculous. I fight so no other kid has to go through what I went through growing up.
Now, in her neighborhood, there are no sounds of oil drilling. It's been almost a decade since 9-year-old Nayeli began her fight to stop Alenko. But the company is now petitioning to reopen the drill site. Nayeli Kobo is concerned. She hopes the city stops them this time. She's heading to college, but she knows a new generation of kids may need to pick up the fight that shaped her childhood. For the California Report, I'm Claire Heddles in South Los Angeles.